One and only Soul 70 show with EB and Q-Lynn Green. Hey, coming right up, folks. You're going to enjoy. What a show. Been waiting. All right. All right, this is the Soul 70 Show. Q-Lynn Green and EB. Hey, that was Bob Marley and the Wailers. And we'll be back. Have a little technical problem, Q-Lynn, in the meantime. But welcome to the Soul 70 Show, folks. Q-Lynn, EB.
That's the jam, Burning and Looting. That's
Burning and Looting. All right, well, I've got
to... revolutionary music. That's how I've been feeling all week, all these damn headline stories against black people. That's how I've been feeling all week.
Hey, I heard that. Hey, let me turn your volume up a little bit. Let me turn your volume up just a little bit here. Yeah, I agree with you, Q-Lan.
So the people can hear me. I ain't talking that loud because I'm trying to save my Prince vocals for Haley.
All right, say that again.
I said I ain't talking. I'm trying to save my vocals for my Prince vocals for Haley. That's what I said.
Oh, is that what you're doing? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
You know,
it's on Savage Radio, people. You said you're gonna play the next song next.
Yeah, I'm trying to get it. Oh, you know, there's a little technical problem here. I'm gonna check it out.
All right, let me introduce our guest then before we get on.
All right.
How are you doing, EB? Before we get started, what you up to?
I'm good. I was having some technical difficulties myself. Getting on the line. For some reason, I guess I'm getting old. I was drawing a blank.
But oh my God! Let's go to everybody all over the place. But we got two special guests on the line. One podcaster extraordinaire. She was on last year, and y'all already know who it is. One of the co-founders of As Told by Her. We got Helen Collins on. And,
hello.
Hey,
what's up, guys?
Hey, how you doing? We got both of y'all. She's going to be on duties to do. So she trying to hit the books and stuff like that. So she'll be on some other time. Yeah. I know you ready for this Beyonce thing. I know you got to leave later on in the show, so we're going to leave that just for you. That topic.
Oh, thank you.
We're going to end it off because I know you feel very passionate about it. So. And, yeah, you have a right to be, but yeah, we're going to definitely break this down when we get into it.
Okay.
But, Will, are you ready with the next song? You need more time? You good? You gonna get your... I know we had a 420 experience last week. I was trying to see if you still got residue 420 in you. Will, where you go?
I'm trying to pull up your song here. I'm having a little technical problem here.
You need more time?
Yeah, just keep talking. You're doing fine.
Okay. Yeah, man.
No, 420 was last week.
Yeah, 420 was like, yeah, man, I was out of it. A lot of people said I was, they was like, man, you are out of it. I said my soul was on the drone last week. It was. Because I wasn't functioning at all. Like, you know, like you be talking, I was talking the whole time with my eyes closed. Because I don't know how I was functioning and doing the show. I was all over the place last week. But we got some updates. I guess we can get these updates out the way before we start the show. You got those pulled up, EB? We get those emails. I think.
Yeah, well. We'll start on the first one. Do they want me to say the name? I don't know.
I don't know. You can make up one if you want to, because that's their real name, so you can make up one if you want to.
Yeah,
they
okay.
put a whole
this
lot of information
is,
in there. Go ahead.
Yeah, this first one is from BD. And it says, hi. I want to say that I enjoy listening to the show. I really like both point of views on complicated world issues that we face daily being black in America. I say all that to say I would like some advice with my relationship.
Oh, Lord.
All right. So it says, I've been in a relationship for over 3.5 years. We met in my last semester before I finished my master's in IT at UC Berkeley, and he's been so sweet to me. He never came at me misogynistically, always a gentleman, and had a great smile and personality. Very attractive, too. We would talk about our favorite places, restaurants to travel to. The first year we were together, he wanted to pick up a second job to fund his startup agency. While we first started dating, he was indecisive about finishing school, but he did finish. I've been working as a tech specialist since the fall of 2016. He has been working on the transition as an agent for athletes. He's already in the works of signing two baseball players with the San Francisco Giants. He's very passionate about what he does but now we're undecided what to do when it comes to making that next move, marriage and children. He says he doesn't want to rush it right now. He wants to wait until he puts more money into his business and is more settled financially. Both of our incomes together right now will be enough for us to start a family. I don't know if he's saying that out of fear or if he seriously doesn't want to get married and have kids. The complicated part comes in because anytime I mention marriage or kids, I never get a clear answer of future plans. I don't want to rush him, but I've always made it known that I wanted a family. This is the only time we fight is about children and marriage. He will be opening an office in L.A. or more opportunities to get clients before the summer. He never mentions us moving in together or even mentions the move to me in detail. I just want him to be honest if he sees us being together for a long time. He's so great, I don't think it's worth breaking up over, but what do you think?
That was a whole lot. I know it was like a short story. When I saw it, I was like, ooh, I ain't reading through all that. So I'm glad he didn't break it because I wasn't reading it. I was there. If it was up to me, I wouldn't read it. Man, that was a whole lot in that whole paragraph right there. That was a lot. Okay, so... Okay, from what I'm saying, from what I've listening, he based your boyfriend or whoever, your significant other, like made it clear that they don't want to be rushed. So I think you shouldn't rush them. Like, I mean, it's going to get to the point. How long have you been together? Like 3 years?
Yeah, 3 years. 3.5 years.
Okay, 3.5. Okay, so y'all just been dating or going out, whatever. For 3 years. At this point, it seems like he has his mind set up that if he's like a businessman and all that, he's probably worried about getting a certain amount of money. Now, whatever's comfortable, but y'all probably got two different perspectives of what comfortable is to raise a family. So he's probably thinking like, okay, in this amount of time, I would just say communicate what time. I'm assuming you want a time frame of like when you want to get married and all this stuff. If y'all already had that discussion, then I think you should just leave it alone. Then you should break up because you're gonna get to the point to where he's gonna get frustrated with you because I feel like he's gonna feel like you're pressuring him to marry him. And if he's focused on like building his business, then he's not focused on that right now until he gets whatever amount of money he wants into his business. So I would just say cut your losses and do like some self-reflection about what it is. Because y'all both should have both had the same conclusion of, okay, this is what I want or whatever. Now, if you're not that, you don't seem like she doesn't seem like that kind of girl that's going to wait that long. So I would just say, because you seem like you're over 30. So I would just say cut your losses and just, you know, break up with him because, if he ain't even mentioned going to, if he moved to some other place and y'all ain't even talked about that, oh, he ain't even thinking about that. So he probably thinks like it's going to turn into a long distance relationship and then he's eventually going to like move on. So I would just say cut your loss now because you're already, I wouldn't say wasted, but it seems like you just wasted 3 years like trying to, I get both perspectives, like he wants to do that, but y'all both not on the same page when it comes to, and I don't think y'all going to get on the same page. So I would just say, Rick, just cut your losses now. But what y'all think, whoever wants to go.
I'm going to go ahead and just say it. He's wasted your time. It's been 3.5 years.
How is he wasting his time? Why you got to put it on him like he's wasting your time?
Wasting
they both
her
wasted
time.
Each other's time.
He's wasting her time because it's been 3.5 years that they've been together. This is what she says. They've been together for 3.5 years. The only time, but listen, the only time that they fight is whenever he mentions marriage or family. They don't live together. I think once
we don't know if they live together. That's it. That's why. That's
no,
what she should have put in there.
No,
they moved in together.
No, they don't live together. She said he's moving to the city that she lives in,
gotcha.
But he hasn't talked to her about the move at all.
Oh, yeah, he's ready.
So I think once you reach a certain age, and I'm guessing you're over 30. It sounds like you may be over 30. I think you stop dating for fun and you start dating for long-term and long-term security, love, and potential.
Mm-hmm.
I think that she fell in love with his potential, and it comes through a lot in the way that she talks about what he's doing professionally. It's not a whole lot about who he is as a man outside of, you know, he's working with agents and, you know, he's starting this great agency and he's got some, a few clients and who play for these professional teams, but he's not serious about starting a commitment. He's wasting your time. I think if you let it go on this way, there'll come a point where you resent him because you feel like he's wasted your time and you could have moved on and found what you really wanted. If you made it clear from the very beginning that you wanted marriage and a family, then that's something that should have already at least have been discussed without you guys fighting or arguing. So you got to, like Q-Lin said, cut your losses and move on.
Yeah, Helen or Haley, whoever want to go first. Y'all want to dip in?
I mean,
I know you're married, Helen. I know you got a lot of perspective on this.
Well, actually, I agree with both of you guys wholeheartedly. It does sound like, you know, we do fall in love with people's potential, and then we play this waiting game, and at the end of it, neither one of us gets what we want. So if she knows what she wants for her future and he's already decided, because there's nothing wrong with him focusing on his career, nothing. So she has to be woman enough to say, okay, this is going to hurt, but I got to move on. I mean, we're on our own time. You can't blame someone if you allow them to waste your time. So I agree. Cut your losses and, you know, live your best life.
I definitely think I'm disqualified for this conversation because people don't even text me back. So, like, just do what you think is best. I don't know. I'm going to stay in my lane and try to finish school. I don't know.
Hey, you can offer perspective on it. It's just
you know, if it was you in her shoes, would you wait after 3.5 years or – you know, would you just realize it ain't?
I probably would have let that go. But that's where I am in my life right now. Like, you know, I'm 24. Yeah. I'm living my best life. I'm not thinking about being married or settling down. So, no, me personally, like, we would just have to go our different ways because I got other things right now.
So. And it's the life right there going together for, like, 12 years. I don't see what's probably the operating. Like, if she waited around.
It sounds like a good opportunity
to me.
It sounds like she already knows because she, at this point, she's questioning it. So she knows that he can't be exactly what she wants him to be, at least not now. So, like Helen said, you can't blame him because you let him waste your time. You gotta.
I wouldn't be mad with a guy like that. I could kick with a guy like that. Now, she on the other hand got different perspective, want to get married like after 3 years. Like,
well,
really?
Well, that's
like 6 months.
That's what she wants. I mean.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I'm like, get you somebody that wants to get married right away. Get a pastor, somebody that'd be like, yes, it's ordained for us to be together. Like, get somebody like that. Don't get somebody that want to go together for 12 years, because that's for people like me that want to go together for 20 years. And it's like, oh, yeah, we can get married now. So you got benefits and, you know, 401k kicked in, you know, life insurance and stuff like that. That's when you start thinking about marriage. You don't start thinking about, like, really? I'm all over the place right now. Like, why we gotta talk about marriage right now? Like, that's why I went all the way on his side. I'm kind of on his side a little bit. I'm like, girl, you know, no disrespect or nothing like that. I'm just saying that ain't my life because I'd be with the guy right there. Like, let's go together for 10 years and
I'm gonna
keep our money separate. That's how I am. But yeah, go ahead.
I'm gonna say this to her. I have an aunt and an uncle who are in their 60s, damn near pushing 70, have children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren, but they are not married. They have not gotten married.
That's beautiful.
No,
that's
but
beautiful
this is
thing.
The thing. It's beautiful if both parties agree to it, and God, I hope my family is not listening. But sometimes the things that my aunt says kind of makes me realize that, oh, she wanted to get married, but he didn't. But at this point,
see, that's messed up.
You far in the game.
Y'all both got to be mutual parties,
you know,
with the going together
you
forever.
You far in the game. Like, I'll give you a perfect example. We were out maybe 2 years ago, family vacation. My whole family was there. And my cousin showed up, and my cousin got a new haircut. And everybody's complimenting it. And the first thing my aunt says is, maybe if I cut my hair like that, I can get him to marry me. And we're looking like, what? That's like, so you really wanted that. Right. Yeah. But it's like, y'all still, y'all together. Y'all live together. Y'all have children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren. BD, you don't want to be my aunt.
That sounds like my Sims game that I'm playing. I got situations like on the Sims 4. I know this is random. I just brought this up. I played Sims 4, and I had broken up with my husband to get with some other dude that was a comedian on the game. And I'm trying to make, in the game, you can play both of them at the same time. So I'm trying to make my husband, we ain't got kids yet, but I'm going to make him have a side baby and have her have a side baby, and they can go visit different houses. That's how I'm trying to set it up on the game.
On the Sims, I thought you can only be with one person at a time.
No, you can have another side piece. You can have two side pieces, because then, like, sometimes you can bring them over to the house, and that's what I did with my ex-husband. He came over, and my husband now blew up at him. You can make him mad and start fighting on the thing. That's how I got chaos going on Sims, because that's how you want it set up. They got all kinds of stuff now you can do on the Sims 4. You couldn't do on the last one. This is my first time playing it. Somebody actually recommended it to me on Facebook. I was like, yeah, this game is lit. I ain't got nobody pregnant yet, or I ain't got pregnant yet, but I'm definitely trying to set up to where my husband have a side baby. Their husband have a side baby, and the wife have a side baby, so they both got side babies. And then the crazy thing is, you can create a whole family if you want to. Like, you can move in with the other person you have in a baby with. You can actually do that, and then you'll forget all about your past family and start over.
So you can be Swiss Beats.
Yeah, you can start over. Like, the family before is completely erased. So we ain't got kids yet. So if I want to move on, then I'd be twice divorced with the woman. And then my husband would be once divorced, or they could just go together. Like, you don't have to get married on there. You could just go together. But on there. I'm sorry, y'all. I'm acting stupid. We're going to go to break again because we got so much to talk about. Get into it. Will, if you're ready, we go to break and get some more. You want to answer one more update or get straight to the raggedy and savvy news so we can?
Let me do this last update. It's a shorter one.
Okay.
It's not really even a question. It's just, statement. Actually, there are questions. This is from JW. And
you can say his name, because he sends me comments and emails all the time. JB, he got so many names on there, like J-Rod, Jalen, all kind of stuff.
Yeah, Jalen,
JB,
yeah.
That's what I call him. JB, that's the dude.
All right, well,
Chi-town.
He says that we never mentioned the Super Bowl. I don't remember us talking about that.
Yeah, I don't think we did. I didn't watch the Super Bowl all year.
I think he was really talking about Justin Timberlake and the Prince hologram. That's what he said.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And he wants us to talk about Timberlake versus Bruno Mars.
Oh, no. Ain't doing.
And then he wants to know how we liked the Super Bowl performance. I didn't see it. And then he mentioned the Fergie performance. That was funny. We never discussed that. And then he says to me,
I was thinking of the video of the dog.
That dog was so funny.
He's like, hey, yeah. He's like, rrr, 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 rrr.
He told me
that was funny.
I want that pop action because I was talking about Beyonce.
Oh, and yeah,
he
you
says,
do.
The future Hive is crazy, too.
Ew.
And
they got fans.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah, because they be going up for him when he a side daddy, or what do you call it?
So
you take care of your kids.
Basically, he's just thanking us.
All the ashy dudes on Twitter be going up for Future.
So what we doing here, they go in on him.
Yeah.
So shout out to Jalen in Chicago. He said day one, A1 with the Soul Savage Squad.
Man, he be using so much stuff. Half the time I don't reply to him because I don't know what he be saying, because he be using a lot of Chicago lingo that I don't know.
It was a lot of Chicago stuff. I was paraphrasing. I was like, yo, bro,
what does this mean? But I finally picked it up, though, because I got a lot of Chicago people.
You know what? Jalen, when we come to Chicago, you got to show us around.
I wanted to ask him. I was sending him an email asking, was that him calling in on the show? That was super weird because we gave the call in number. We ain't doing that no more because, first off, my ADD is bad and I can't pay attention to the line and do the show at the same time. And secondly, that was super weird, that show, because I didn't know where that – somebody started playing music in the background. I was like, what was that?
Oh, yeah, the music was playing for a long time. We just let it go because we thought it was real.
I think they – you know what? I think it was somebody had clicked on they had it on. They was trying to go to the Studio W website, and I think they had the page still, the tab still open while they were listening to the show. Because you know, like you can see, like when somebody like clicks on something else, and they clicked on the website. They might. I'm just guessing. They left the tab open while the show was going on. But yeah, it was great. We go to break real quick and get into these topics. So. We don't run out of time. Will, you got your Pinot down? Pinot Grigio.
In my life,
we'll be back, y'all.
I try so hard to be faithful, and I am faithful to you. And my soul, just running away to you. And I want you to grab my hand and hold me. Love my love, I know. One of these old days, I'm gonna run away. Yes, I am.
They say the devil always show up when you're not looking. That's why I'm doing God's work. I hook them with the scripture, then bring it all to life so everyone can get the picture. I'm with you. See, this is for my folks who hold the fence up. The preachers, ministers, deacons, ushers, and assistants. My granny used to say, give us our daily bread. She put it in my heart and now it's in my hand. Provided a league so I can help restore the feeling. It's a blessing to give back, so let's keep giving it. Walk by faith and showing how we living it. Loving it, avoiding the hate. Shout out to Ruth for giving birth to Nate. That's my homeboy's mama. We was raised in the church, we take God with us. Do right, don't fight, but try to squab with us. No weapon formed against me shall prosper. And that's a fact, truth, man, the gospel. Sitting on the corner trying to figure the fall. You done got too high, now you're feeling so low. I'm just a nobody, trying to tell everybody about somebody who could save anybody. I remember what my grandma said, give us our daily bread. It's in my heart and my head. On the block with the homies and they woofing. Back in the days for talking back, we got a whooping. It was all respect, discipline was the key. And every Sunday we in church bowing down on our knees. Lord, please forgive us for the sins that we about to commit. I'm trying to stay strong, the homie on the payphone telling me he up for parole. But what he don't know is life out here is too cold. Make me wanna run away sometimes. Yeah. The devil.
will show up. But we gon' keep on doing God's work. Yes, sir. Rebuke the devil. Yeah, we covered in the blood.
Snoop Dogg.
Believe that.
Yes, always got something to say. Yep. Snoop Dogg, he's my favorite all-time hip-hop artist is Snoop Dogg. Nobody's better than this Snoop.
Thank you to Snoop for making a gospel rap album that I'll actually bump, because I told you I've been anti-gospel rap for so long. Because it's like I don't like clean rap. I'm like, but Snoop, he did his thing on this one. It was all that. I love that album. He had the Burrell family on there doing vocals. He had Lonnie Burrell, James Wright, who else? Patti LaBelle was on the album. The Clark sisters. Who else is on there? Somebody turned their phone down. Well, is that you? Doing show live and you got your phone on. Me put it on mute, sir. I know it's him because he didn't say nothing.
Always got something to say. Always got
hey,
something to say.
You want interrupting the show with your bells? You should put it on vibrator. So put your phone. I put my phone on vibrator. Put your phone on vibrator. But anyway, man. The first off, Helen, what you been up to? You have been on the show in a minute.
Yeah. Well, the last time I was on, I was doing Mutual Matters podcast. That unfortunately came to an end.
Uh-oh. So, I was wondering why I never get no updates on my phone.
It's for the
I was going to ask you, but I didn't want to be pried. I was like, oh,
no, it's fine. We both just decided to just go our separate ways and do our own projects. So I've been working on some short films and web series. I'm trying to, get my producer stuff on. And, you know, I'm just pursuing the things that make me happy because I'm not trying to waste my time. Okay?
That's what's up.
I hear that.
Right. Isn't that right? Hey, what you been up to besides throwing print shade and hating? I know you get ready to graduate and all that. Oh, yeah.
Yay.
Happy belated. Y'all give a happy belated. Her birthday was a couple weeks ago.
Happy birthday.
Happy
April. Yeah, a couple 14th. Weeks ago.
Yeah.
Yes,
the 14th. Really?
Well, let's give her the shout out.
Oh, yeah. Well, we got that in the budget now, okay?
That's right. We do it right around here.
Thank you. That was so wonderful. But yeah, I'm just trying to graduate. I graduate in like 2 weeks from today, actually. So
that's
really dope. And I am trying to prepare for a summer position at Princeton. So I'm just trying to get my life together.
Oh, you're going to be over here close to me if you do that. I'm coming to see you.
Okay, yes. Well, I will be at Princeton cutting all the way up. So,
yes, ma'am.
Thank you.
No, we need to address this print shade. I didn't want to address it last week because it was a day of remembrance, and I just wanted to put pop. First off, I was too out of it to say anything because I was about passed out in the seat, so I wasn't going there. But this show, let me read. She told me to quote her. This is a text. I told her to say something nice about Prince. This is what she said. She says, "May Prince R.I.P. Listen, we don't even, you being disrespectful just from that first one, because we don't even reference him as he passed. So you just being disrespectful off jump. It says, "May Prince, the word that I'm not going to say, then with an endless fountain of water that quenches his driest vocals. Amen."
Ooh.
Disrespectful on all levels.
Oh.
Disrespectful on all levels.
I agree.
I'm not going to keep taking all
that. Thank you so much, Prince. Will.
Me and Evie have sit here and explained to y'all that it was a professional vocal coach that came on this
here
show.
We go.
Not once, but twice
yes,
he came on this show.
Helen,
we had a professional vocal coach that came on. But, you know, with the stars, like you know, just the name, Tina
Certainly.
Marini, you know, Jazz
Nancy
was
Wilson.
Like Nancy Wilson, you know, being recommended by Nancy Wilson.
Yeah.
Tina Marini.
Yeah.
Had a vocal coach tell them that Prince vocal rating was at a 9 out of 10, and they can't deal with it.
I think y'all took it out of context. I think y'all took it out of context.
Oh no!
We didn't take nothing out of context.
I remember everybody that he rated, and Dan's a professional, and on this show, he was a professional.
professional.
Uh-huh.
My favorite was that they were top rated.
I can't believe, EB, that you teamed up with Q-Lin and just, I don't know. I don't understand what you guys did.
Listen, you know, I was skeptical. I was not a believer. I didn't believe in Danzy at first, but he showed me the light when I asked him about certain people, and he was professional enough to give me an honest opinion, and he was right.
He's unprofessional.
Oh, Danzy is fantastic. However, I wasn't here, so I don't know. I need to talk to Danzy.
You know what? We're going to do, I know you want to do your segment real quick, but we got to get Helen up out of here. She got like 30 minutes. So, we're going to run through these, news topics real quick and talk, man, there's so much in the news to talk about. We do the Raggedy News first. What you got up first, EB?
Oh man, so a lot of the Raggedy News for tonight actually ties in with the topic. I'm just going to say their names real quick. R. Kelly, Bill Cosby, Kanye West, Nas. Like, they're all some raggedy people this week. It's been R. Kelly. Well, you know, R. Kelly been raggedy. It's not just this week. I'm going to take that back.
He's been raggedy. But, he's, like, consecutive.
Yeah,
it's
not just this
at
week.
This point.
You know, I mean, they've all been pretty raggedy. So, you know what? You know what? We'll come back to that. Let's talk about first Shania Twain on Twitter.
Man, you know what? I'm not even gonna let this start. It's mostly Twitter isn't ragging into Shania Twain ain't getting it because, like most journalists do, they took part because I saw it. They took part of what she said out of context because that ain't what she means. She's from Canada, so y'all don't get the sense of humor. It's a little off. So she did, just like with Chance the Rapper, it's like the same thing. Like, they brought it up in the wrong, like, the wrong time. But I get what she was meaning when she explained it on Twitter. But y'all not fixing. Listen, I already had to cancel all my favorite. Y'all know any favorite artists of mine? I didn't cancel, who is it? Kevin Spacey. So I went in with Louis C.K. I ain't about to cancel no more people with 2018. You not cancel Shania Twain. What? She got all the hits in the jams. I'm not getting rid of none of my Shania Twain in my playlist. It's not happening. So she ain't in Raggedy News. Mostly Twitter overreacted. Because Shania Twain, we ain't putting her in canceled news. It ain't happening. Nope, I ain't getting rid of that song.
Yay! That's my jam.
We not getting rid of that song. That's my jam of all jams. Nope. So, but if y'all have any comments on that, I hope y'all ain't got no comments on Shania Twain, because she is, I'm not getting rid of her. Nope, she ain't canceled. Yeah. Nope.
So
you
what
know
happened?
What? She ain't making me cancel her.
I was about to say, because I didn't, like I said, this week I've been kind of off the grid for like the past 2 weeks, so I didn't exactly see why everybody was, like, her name was just popping
up. It wasn't nothing.
What
you know
exactly
how Twitter is. If you can say one little thing, and they ready to hit that cancel button. Like, what? They got their hand right on the button. Like, they ready
Donald
for it.
Trump? Was it about Trump, right?
Yeah, about her. She said she would vote for Trump. It was. She wasn't being serious. I get it.
Hold on.
It was
now,
a
wait,
joke.
Wait.
It was
well,
not
wait,
it was out of context.
Say,
you got to get
think,
the way she set it up, it was funny when I read it.
I'm going to say it this way. I think everybody's raggedy. I think that
not plenty, raggedy.
We just gotta expect everybody to be raggedy, problematic, and trash.
No.
My
people.
And, you know, I can still listen to my Shania Twain, but if she said that she would have voted for Trump, then anybody who says that tells me the kind of person they are. And
yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You didn't get the joke. She was, man, see, that's what I'm saying. You gotta see it in video, because when you read it, that's why I be telling y'all that stuff that it's a lot of stuff people, I'm saying it cause, from a journalist, because it's been stuff people said to me that I never put on, I didn't have sense, I knew I had sense enough not to put it on the article, because I knew people were going to take it out of context.
So was she being sarcastic?
Yeah, she was being sarcastic. She wasn't being serious.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. And people just, when you read the words, it looks weird, but she was being sarcastic. And I laughed when she said, because I saw the video of it, and she was being funny, and I thought it was funny. And people just blew it out of proportion. I'm like, she wasn't being serious. It looks weird when you read it. That's why you can't read stuff in the print. Some stuff you can't read like that because it'll be taken out of context. And that's why she wrote that whole Twitter thing, because she was like, clearly it went over y'all head, and it did. I'm just saying. God damn it, I got rid of Roseanne. You know how difficult that was? I used to have all those seasons on DVD, and I got rid of every single one of them. And they had double disc, and I had to get rid of them. You know how long it took me to find them DVDs? And I got rid of all of them. Y'all not about to make me give Shania Twain. It's not happening.
If y'all gave up too much. Any of my DVDs, CDs, MP3s, albums, just because somebody problematic, the money I done paid for it.
Right? Man, let's move on. Let's get to the meat of the raggedy news, just the nastiest, greasiest stuff of the news, mostly with the Caucasian persuasion, mostly with the raggedy news, just regular old dirty Caucasian people. I don't know where to start. We don't want to start. We got the five black women at Golf Club. We got this Keisha Clemons at the Waffle House being assaulted, and then we got these Caucasian Fox ladies hating on this high school student for being accepted to 20 colleges. What story y'all want to run first? Which one? Pick your poison.
Let's just throw them all away.
Oh my god, I saw that golf club one, that video last night, and it was some old pompous like asshole, like some young I had the notes, he was some kind of like a commissioner's son or something, and I was like, he was like, when he talked to us, like, oh, I got heated. Oh, I was so mad when I saw the video. I shouldn't even watch it last night, but I saw it going down my timeline on Twitter, and I was like, man, let me click on it. And as soon as I clicked on it, that's when it's like, oh, here comes the racism. I was like, are y'all serious? Y'all going to make them leave because they were golfing slow? What the hell? What is that?
Because
my dad golfs all the time. I should ask him that. Like, did they ever kick you off for golfing slow? I ain't never heard of that.
Watching the Waffle House video, like, it's, I was like, I'll click on it, let me just see, and as soon as I pressed play, I was like, okay, I can't even do it.
I didn't even click on that one because I didn't want my blood pressure to go up, because I know it would skyrocket if I watched that one. I just like looked at the glimpses of the video and then read the article of it, and I was like, man, this is trash. Like, all this over some plastic utensils, and y'all serious at 2 o'clock in the morning and y'all arguing about YouTube? Oh my god. It'd be just like the most. And then I saw this Caucasian lady that was cussing at the police. I'm like, man, if this was somebody black, they would have put her in a chokehold. Like, they would put her in a half Nelson if it was somebody black. I was like, really? All these Caucasian people cussing at the police. And then this guy that shot up Waffle House, we forgot about that. And then this guy, unarmed black guy, I think his name is James, he took the gun from him and threw it, and he burned himself on his arm because the barrel of the gun was still hot, and he struggled outside with him, and then they said the dude took off, and they didn't catch him until the next day, and he was in the woods, but they got him. This dude had a gun, like an assault rifle, and they get him with a weapon, but they can't get unarmed. See, that's what I be saying. Stuff like that will be making, that's why I can't be. Whew, that should be getting me hot. Not read stories like that. I can't even go in that long. I'll start cussing. Oh, go ahead.
I have a question for all three of you guys. So, do you think, as black people, because Q, you said something super important a second ago, and it is the fact that this kind of stuff does raise our blood pressure, and it just takes so much of our energy. It just, you know, has such an effect on us, and a lot of health implications. So, do you think it's wrong? Do you think it's wrong for us to see something so terrible like this and say for yourself, okay, I can't today. I'm so sorry. I just can't even look. I can't look at this. I'm not going to post about it. You know, I'm not going to say anything about, because, you know, when you're on social media and you're black, the black community is always looking at each other like, I hope everybody say something. If don't nobody say nothing about this, you're not woke, or you don't care, or you don't. So what do you guys think about that?
I definitely agree.
I'm a firm believer in self think there's something to be said about, like you said, there are so many implications that, you know, health and psychological, like watching and looking at that stuff every day, because it's always something. I think choosing not to sometimes is a great thing. And I hate that whole, oh, you got to be woke all the time. Damn it, sometimes I want to go to sleep. Being woke is stressful. It is stressful. It hurts sometimes. Like, seeing the way the world treats us and experiencing that for yourself is enough. But when you have to look at it every day, all the time, that is damaging. So I don't blame anybody for choosing to like I said, for the past 2 weeks, I've been very low internet. I've disconnected. I haven't been following any major stories. Like, I just see a name here or there, but it's like, nope, I can't get into it today. Like, I got to fix me first, worry about me, so I can't get into that. Nope, I don't think nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, there ain't nothing wrong with it. Go ahead, Haley. I know you're saying something.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I definitely agree, because I know with some of the stuff y'all are talking about, like the golfing incident, I didn't even watch that or read it because I couldn't. I was like, yeah, I'm not,
right.
I can't do that.
Right.
I can't do it this week. I'm good. So, like, now I limit myself to about 2-3 incidents a week, and it's bad because, you know, they always don't come. So I just wait on it.
Right,
one am I going to read this week? And I think also, like, generational trauma is real. And
yes.
I don't think that as Black people, we always acknowledge that or accept it, because I think a lot of times we become so desensitized to things, and we know what's going to happen. We just kind of accept it. We soak it in and we keep it pushing. But it's very unhealthy, because, like, not only do we see this all of the time, but we have to condition our children and each other to accept these things, to be aware of these things, to prepare for these things. And then also I think back to Baldwin, who said, you know, being Black and conscious in America is being in a constant state of rage. Like, that's real, you know?
Right.
And so that's something that we internalize on a consistent basis. So then you think of things like high blood pressure and stress and, you know, different things like that. So it's very real. And like EB said, you know, self-care is important and it's vital. And that's something else that we don't really talk about in our community. And, you know, mental health and going to go see somebody. Like, there's a lot of things that we need to be conscious of just by existing as Black people. So,
yeah. Right, exactly. Yep. And I just, like, I get really angry. I remember, I think I still have a picture of it. After the Michael Brown situation, when they didn't charge him, I had already anticipated that they were going to not charge him for it. But when I heard about that prosecutor and all that shit he had, like, the inside stuff he had going on, oh, it pissed me off. And so I was playing, I remember practicing, and I broke my drumsticks, and I was so mad. And I have never broken my drumsticks before. Like, I was actually playing, and I broke them because I was so pissed. And it's just, like, trying to, like you said, trying to not, like, channel all that energy. I try to redirect that energy to something else positive. And then I, like, really feel like, if I could say a point, it's like, yo, what can I do, like, with that situation with the Waffle House? Lady at the Waffle House, there actually is people, she started a GoFundMe, and I think I sent some money last night to that GoFundMe account she started of helping her lawyer fees and all that to fight. I don't know specifically what it is. I think they're trying to do some kind of civil case with it in terms of the policeman, how they handled it or whatever. I think they are, but yet she's trying to basically build funds for her lawyer fees because I feel like they're going to fight it. So she's like 25. I think she's in the story, says she's 25.
That could have been us. It could have been any
right.
one of us.
Yep. And it was in Alabama, wasn't it?
I don't know where it was.
But yeah, it's like you said, like mental, like that really affects people. It's like the fact that we get scared, like even like a police is behind us and we think we did something wrong and we didn't do anything wrong. Like,
we're
like
constantly
I still
in
feel
danger.
The way. Yeah.
Yep.
Man,
and I
it
think
was crazy.
This story,
right.
with it being a Black woman, I just want to say this real quick. I think Black women specifically, we're not allowed to react to anything.
Mm-mm.
So if she was asking about silverware, whatever the case may be, whatever her reaction was, it was immediately seen, as hostile. She could have said something like, no, I don't see why I need to pay. Then it immediately goes to, okay, you've got to go. You've got to get out of here. You're raising a scene. We can't even.
That's the same thing they did to those golf club ladies. They did the exact same thing because they were like, oh, you're being hostile because they were asking questions. Like, what? That's what they do. Like, anytime you question them, they're like, oh, you're being hostile. What does that even mean? Because you're right. Asking my questions? That shit pisses me off. Because that happens to me all the time. People think
all
you're
the
mad
time.
They just be asking questions because they shit
all
don't be
time.
Making sense. Right. But, yeah, I 100% agree with everything. Throw all them, like Helen said, throw all the Caucasian, specifically Caucasian people in the trash can. That is hella racist. That's a very specific thing. All them saltines, those racist saltines, throw them in the trash. Every single one of them. I really want to get on my Chris Rock stuff and say, you crack ass cracker, I want to get on it so bad. I'm just so, you know how to.
You just got on it.
Oh, right. Yeah, I did.
Right, she right. did it anyway.
I did it indirectly. So it ain't. It's an indirect thing, EB. See, you already gave away my thing. I was trying to be indirect, and then they're going to be like, oh, you being racist and all that stuff. You already going to have the email hate going. But, yeah, you didn't even forget what I was about to say. I forgot what I was about to say now. It wasn't important, I don't think. But, yeah, those that whole thing, all of it ties together. I think I hate the fact that this rapper, Plies, he said, I saw a video earlier, and it was another one where it was in the parking lot. I think it was a football trainer. They said it was a black guy. Like, it's like three officers. It just recently came out, I think yesterday or something. And they were, like, wrestling down. He was like, what did I do? And then Plies was in the video. He was like, black people, we got to get a new thing of saying, quit saying, what did I do? And just, it was just the way he said it. Before. Have y'all seen that video of Plies? It was funny. I thought it was funny the way he said it. He's like, we got to start acting like Caucasian people. Be like, oh, my God, and just present so we can get that bag. That's what he said. I thought that was funny when he said that. But it's true, like, seriously. Because those cats in Philadelphia in the Starbucks, like, they did all that comp stuff, and they probably about to get some kind of lawsuit payoff or something. That's what I'm thinking, but. But yeah, we gotta do the game with Helen too, but we get run through these savvy news real quick, we definitely gotta do the what's wrong with you game, cause your cricket phone, went out when we get ready to do the game with you.
Not
last time, girl. Your Metro PCS phone,
wow.
I know it cut out when we were, doing the show last time, but we gotta do the what's wrong with you game with that, and I know. I'm trying to figure out if I want to do the regular list or do the young list like Haley's was. We'll figure it out. But get to the savvy news. It was a whole lot. Ava DuVernay's coming out with a Netflix production about the Central Park Five. She's already starting casting for it. She already put the credential things for anybody that wants to. I think whoever she's casting, she had put the credentials on Twitter, like what she's looking for and all that stuff. So I think she's looking for fresh new talent to be in the movie. So I thought that was pretty cool reading that. I know this a little while back. I remember the story being on, I remember it from New York Undercover. I know I'm telling my age, but I remember that story. They did a little bit of that story on New York Undercover. And I always remembered it, and from that show. So, are y'all familiar with that story?
No, I'm not. I watched
story?
A documentary about it.
They're talking about the
Central Park Five. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I am. Your president's real familiar with it, too.
Yeah,
okay, give
sure
me a quick
is.
Synopsis. I'm lost. Give me a quick synopsis.
You go ahead, Evie.
Nah, go ahead. Give it to her.
Man, I was trying to get Tom to you. Just called me out. Now I got to explain to them that I'm eating the shrimp tacos. And it's dripping all over my face because I'm eating. And you just called me out, and I'm trying to finish it. So you go ahead. Go ahead, Evie, so I can get this last bite in. I'm almost done.
Okay, so do you know anything about it at all or no?
No, I've never heard about it. I mean, just give me the resources and I can.
Okay,
I can.
So basically, this is like the late 80s, early 90s maybe?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Basically, someone was attacked in the park in Central Park, and said it was it all black guys? Like
it was five black men.
It was five black guys. Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Basically, five black guys. They were accused of of killing them, but they did.
White woman.
Yeah.
Right, right. I mean, the story of black men in America, you know, that's what we do, apparently. We rape and attack white women, which is why I don't understand why he's marrying them. But anyway.
Right. Okay, talk about it, Evie. Evie, talk about it.
You know what? That gets some others, but that's another show. That's another show.
Well, make sure y'all call me for that show.
Cause right. Yeah. All love matters, y'all. All love matters.
Bye.
Anyway, the guys, they were young. They were like teenagers, right?
Yeah.
Yes, they were all 16, yeah, 17.
Teenagers. They ended up getting arrested, and they basically were coerced into confession.
Admitting they did it.
Like,
so basically, they were all falsely accused and then didn't get a fair trial.
Right.
Fair.
Exactly. And
okay.
You know, Donald Trump back then, you know, he was still a real estate mogul or whatever he was doing. He was actually like leading the charge. Like, he wanted the death penalty for these guys.
Yeah.
Like,
wow.
He was convinced that they were guilty. And
yeah.
I don't think he ever changed his opinion on that.
No. But even in the documentary,
he didn't change his opinion.
Oh, yeah.
They exposed how they
even after they were acquitted.
Nowhere close, like everything like that. It was crazy.
Haley, what is the name of that documentary so I can try and?
Oh, listen, I'm gonna have to get back to you. I watch documentaries all the time, so I do not remember. It was on Netflix.
Okay.
You know
okay.
what? There's a Helen. There's a great website I'm going to refer you to. I gotta pull it up, but it's where I actually watch all the documentaries. Like, it's nothing but documentaries. But I'm going to find it, and I'll make sure you get it.
Okay, I appreciate that.
Yeah, it should be titled Central Park 5. Park 5.
Yeah, we got so much other savvy news. You know what we're going to do? We're going to skip right to the Beyonce. Because I only got two questions, and I want to get it in before she goes. Beyonce Coachella, we'll finish the rest of the savvy news after Will's segment when we come back from break. But we got to get Helen out of here. But we're going to get right to the Beyonce Coachella. I know it's 4 minutes. We got to condense it down. So Beyonce Coachella, whoever wants to jump in, I would let the Beyonce experts jump in because y'all are more – I can't remember all in detail, and I didn't write down all the performance things. I just have a synopsis of what I thought of it. So the Beyonce experts, y'all can go ahead. Whoever wants to start first.
I started off happily and proudly. Beyonce did Coachella, 2 weekends at Coachella, did a 2-hour performance. Number one, she sang the Black National Anthem. Number two, she specifically highlighted Black women. The dancing, the music, the marching band, the HBCU, the Destiny's Child reunion, like, What else? What else is there to say? She literally, I've never sat and watched a performance, and I'm a, like, MJ lover to the core, but I've never watched a performer on her, at her caliber, and felt so proud and so Black. It was the Blackest shit ever, okay? Done on that kind of level. And I love her, and she's great, so.
Oh, you did a real synopsis because I was trying to finish off the salsa. Shout out to the people at this nice restaurant that hooked me up with this. I actually gave away these tacos before I gave in. It was a Starbucks. I know we're supposed to boycott Starbucks, but I saw these kids that worked there. They were having a meeting with their boss outside and at the patio. I was like, hey, y'all want, because I only ordered two, and they keep giving me, I don't know what it is. About I'm like a favorite there. They keep giving me, I don't pay for two, and they gave me like 9 of them. I don't know how many was in there. It was like 8 or 9 of them in there. So I gave it to them, and they were like, yeah, we'll get it. They were some hungry little Caucasian children, but I gave it to them. But yeah, shout out to the
EB.
Anyway.
EB, yeah, I'm very nervous. I'm nervous to hear EB's opinion because I feel like the last time we were here.
Haley, you want to go first or you want to wait on EB? Who else to go?
Maybe
first?
Just get mine out the way because it's not that deep. I agree with what Helen said. I only seen like snippets of it because it's really long and I didn't have time to watch it. So I think it was really good. I just think it's so funny how a lot of people watched it and was like, only people from HBCUs know, and Beyonce didn't even go to college. So I just want to throw that out there for everybody who was saying that. I'm like, Beyonce don't know either. But I'm
right.
Like, that's all I have to say. And that's just because I got it. And I was and offended. So, yeah.
Go ahead, E.B. Honestly, I didn't see it.
See, there you go. I told you. I asked you specifically to watch it so you could be a participant.
Well, it wasn't anywhere online. The only people that had it was Pornhub. And, you know, my computer holy, so I can't go to that website.
Not holy.
Listen, Pornhub is holy. What are you talking about?
I can't go look at that. So it's nowhere online. I mean, you know, it's a Beyonce performance. You know, she's a great entertainer, and people love her. So when she performs, the world goes crazy. It's what she does. And
see,
she does it well.
When you say it like that, you got to see it to get the phenomenon of why people were going crazy.
Oh, no. I mean, I've seen...
No, that's what I'm saying, because she did everything that you love, because you went to HBCU school.
But I think I heard that she did. I saw, like, I did see, like, Instagram clips, but they only, like, 30 seconds, but... I get that she did that, and it's great. I'm glad that people are paying attention to HBCUs, and I'm glad that people are proud to be black, and I'm glad that people are now learning the words to lift every voice and sing and proud of that. It shouldn't take Beyonce to make people feel that way. I think people think I'm anti-Beyonce. I'm not. I'm anti what people do in reaction to Beyonce. It's like she does something, and... oh, my God, no one's ever done this before, and that annoys me a little bit. But I will say she's a great entertainer. She's a performer. And from what I saw, the little bit that I saw, and especially from, you know, the Internet's going crazy, the world's going crazy, you know, she did her thing. So that's off to her, Jay, Blue, and them twins.
I'm so done with EB right now.
Okay, so...
I'm serious.
You know, I understand that, you know, you want people to, you know, kind of have this pride and have this knowledge all on their own. But isn't it a gift that people like Beyonce, Prince, and whoever else have the type of influence? There's a lot of people that would have never even known about.
You're
leading right to the question I have.
I agree.
Oh, go ahead.
It is a, you know... I'm glad they have that, but it doesn't really mean anything to the majority of their fans, if that makes sense.
Right.
Like, they're not really taking it in. They really don't know what this stuff represents or the history behind it or why you should feel this way. Their reaction is more to Beyonce as opposed to the meaning in what she does. And, I mean, I ain't gonna diss her. Like my friend here, and say the girl didn't go to college. That was funny though.
I get it.
But for me, it's also like I don't think that even she fully gets
right.
to understand the extent of her reach or what she's doing. I know she knows she's Beyonce, and you know. She's the greatest right now. Like, no one is outdoing Beyonce. She knows that she can stand on stage for 10 minutes and people will scream and holler and pass out. She knows that she could wear
That was leading to my question, because I don't think they pass out for Beyonce.
Well,
they just
I don't know.
It ain't the same phenomenon as Michael. I was going to lead it to my question of Michael Jackson versus Beyonce conversation that was happening. And I was just
maybe it's not the same phenomenon, but it's not the same people in the same generation. So I think you have to also look at it that way. Like when I was growing up, I just remember, like, people, Michael Jackson would exhale, and they on the floor, like, somebody is, you know, performing an exorcism on them. Like, they're crying and passing out. A lot of people now, to see stuff like that, it doesn't affect them because they weren't around. They don't get it. And I think vice versa. I think a lot of people who grew up, like, with me and before me, who've seen people like Michael do his thing, they see people reacting to Beyonce in the same way, and they aren't quite sure why. I think it's like mm-hmm. it goes both ways, that it's just a generational thing. It's a sign of the time. And, I mean, I don't know.
Like to compare the two because...
Exactly. I don't like to compare them either.
I think it was valid because it wasn't the same reaction. Because, like, I thought it was, like, more... Like, Michael Jackson was, like, a megastar. Like, people understand, like, he would be in Japan and Australia, and cats didn't even speak, like, English, but they knew... like just with any Universal Music song, they knew the words, but they would go like ballistic, like they would pass it out in dozens. You hear me? I don't see no Beehive member passing out.
I mean,
because I know the kid tossed over a mortgage for y'all house.
I haven't exactly seen them pass out either. So
I just hear gas, bitch. That's all the videos, but ain't really y'all passing out like that. Y'all ain't dedicated. That's what I'm saying. I can't understand the fandom. And y'all ain't passing out. I need y'all to be passing out droves if this is y'all whatever y'all colloquialism for y'all girls. Y'all need to be passing out. I need to see the dedication of y'all passing out in the DVD videos. She pays a lot of money for those videos to give y'all a good show. Y'all need to be passing out take my hand. Oh, y'all need to be passing out when that song comes on.
They're very dedicated.
But you do love on top, pass out.
This is the generation that do drugs all the time. They pass out for fun. So why are you going to pass out and miss a second of the Beyonce show?
No, I'm just saying the dedication. I know she on tour coming up this summer or fall. You need to be the next show wherever you go to. If you get tickets, you need to be passed out. I need to see footage of you passed out in the show. Like
but
a church passed
out. You
Helen.
Know what it is?
You need to be crying, or a video of you crying. Like, I need to see, like, real tears, like, for me to believe y'all stand them. Like,
guys,
I need to see real tears.
Don't waste your money and pass out at no show. You done paid that money. You better see that
Hello?
Show.
Listen.
Okay.
It be
okay.
People in stadiums across Japan. They don't care. They was passing out a drug. You know how much money Michael was performing at stadiums? Like, big, like, 20,000 people. Like, the same as they was passing out, and they didn't even speak English. And I know y'all was giving excuses about the Caucasian crowd at Coachella, them hippies and all this stuff, y'all. That don't matter, because they didn't even speak English at Michael Jackson shows, and they was passing out. It's like, mega! And they was passed
I'm
out.
Sure
all of them on DVD
to
passed
or,
out. On VHS tape.
You know, any country or city in the world right now, everybody knows her music. You think them little Asian girls ain't doing it? If you like it, then you should have put a ring on it. You think they ain't singing Upgrades? You think they
I know they sing it, but I'm just saying the dedication of them passing out, I need to see it more. For her to be that superstar, like Michael Jackson level superstar, she needs to have people passed out. That's when you popping. But listen,
guys,
Michael Jackson had Chris Worldwide passing out in Shimona. So,
I would just like.
I don't know if Beyonce got that saying. She didn't get Crips and Bloods worldwide to be crying and doing the single ladies dance. If she can't make that happen, that's when superstar is real.
That I am not a Beyonce fan, but I am sitting here defending Beyonce's honor.
Thank you.
Because I think that even though it's not for me, I don't get it, I don't want it, I don't like it, but...
I think he's afraid of it. I feel like Beyonce...
I'm not afraid.
Look, y'all, he played a Beyonce song on one show. He played, what was it, Who Run
it
the
was,
World?
Was,
I feel like he want. He said that when he went on that cabin trip that they got him in to listen to Beyonce. I feel like he going to be a fan if he really, like, sit and listen to her music.
That's
it's going to seep because it's almost seeped in my body. Because when I saw that Coachella performance, I was into it all the way. And I was... Those certain moments in there, I was like, yo, this is live. And I was like, yo, I'm almost there. Because they almost got me because I was into it.
Another thing about why I can't be in that club, that Beyonce fan club or whatever, is because it's like a cult. Like they always trying to convert you, like the Jehovah's Witnesses knocking on your door all the time. Like when I go places like that trip, the perfect example, I don't talk about her, I don't bring her up, but they do and they look for my reaction. So when I don't give them what they want, they keep on like, oh, you're going to love her, you're going to love her. Why can't you just let me like what I like, dog? I don't like that. That's not for
me,
but I'm glad you do. I'm glad
you gotta sacrifice your blood and
you know, I
have a beef.
I want everybody to enjoy what they enjoy. Like, there are a lot of people that I'm just not into, and that's okay. There are people that I love that other people aren't into, but Dancy said they sound good, but that's okay. You know, we don't all have to like the same thing. We don't all have to connect to the same artist, but I don't go around pushing nobody in nobody else's face. You know, I say my piece about what I love about people, but that's it. Like, if I'm in a room with Q Lynn and I'm not playing nothing but Michael Jackson, trying to be like, no, he better than Prince. No,
that's actually happened before, but we was in the room with Morris Day performance, and that's just like, Prince versus, I was going crazy. I was cussing like mugs, drunk, talking about Prince versus Michael. That's what happened. You don't ever do that when you, when you high. You don't do that when you drunk. Drunk,
what?
You be arguing about dumb stuff. Like, don't even matter. Who said that? Who the hell is that?
Yeah,
that
was
just
me.
Well, it was both of us. Who's judging me? What? What'd you say? No, I need y'all to verbalize what y'all talking about.
No, I mean, my speculation came from how people talk about stuff and get really passionate about it, too.
Yeah,
they got the hybrid than the one that ain't. It's different. It's a different strength. We ain't going to get into that conversation. That's a whole other topic, but... I just got one more question with the Bianca thing before we go to break. What this topic, people have been talking about that, the Michael Jackson thing, and then is she like the greatest performer ever?
No. Oh my God. Are you serious? No.
No, I mean, no. I guess I should say for this time.
Living?
You mean for this time right now?
Yeah.
Living?
There's nobody alive right now
that
could outperform.
Well, you can answer both of them, won't you?
I
say yes for present, but past.
Now, if I'm thinking all time, I think I'm going to say no just because that's not what I like. Like, even if people say, oh, Michael Jackson, I'm going to say no just because that's not what I like. But I get why people say they are the greatest in their respective fields. When people say, you know, Janet is one of the greatest, or she's the greatest. I respect her. I respect the hell out of Janet Jackson. But if I'm gonna pay $100 to go listen to somebody whisper for an hour,
yo, they said she's live in person. They said that her performances is dope.
They are.
And then I think Helen went to a show, so let her talk on it because I've never been to a Janet show.
Oh my God. First of all, I've been to a Beyonce concert. I went to the Formation tour. And then, of course, I went to Janet's State of the World tour last year.
Pass out.
Let
me ask this first. Was the State of the World, was that the one when she was wearing the Kanye West fashion?
The Janet?
Yeah, the
big
sweatsuits and stuff.
Don't do that.
I'm just curious.
That concert, EB, I promise you, like, that concert was freaking lit. She did amazing.
No doubt in my mind that it was. No doubt. I'm going to tell you my issue with Janet. Or not even with Janet. It's in general. So if anybody listening knows my background, you know that I worked for a major concert promoter for about 8 years. So I've been to 1,085,000 concerts. I've heard just about everybody. I've had the opportunity to see everybody. My thing is when people sing live versus lip syncing. And I know nobody likes to believe that their favorite ever lip sync or that it's not done. But I'm going to say this as a person. I'm going to say this as a person who sat in a room and listened, because I used to sit in the sound check. I've listened to someone record their vocals as if they were doing it live, and then that night play that song. But everybody thinks it's live because, of course, it sounds live. They recorded it live. And I think that's what bothers me. Not that Janet...
Really? It bothers you when they're dancing? Really?
No, not when they're dancing. Not when they're dancing.
Yeah, because that's how Janet does. So she thinks, I don't care.
No,
I'm just dancing and doing my That Rhythm Nation choreography, I don't care.
Listen, not when they're dancing. I get it. I get why. You know, I get people running up and down. Like, you know me. Like, I get people doing whatever they want on stage. But there's something when you're never singing live. And with Janet, you know, people swear up and down that Janet sings live. And I'm sure she has sang live. But don't deny the fact that she lip syncs at all. Now, you want to talk about...
Why would somebody deny it? She dances all the time. I would expect her to lip sync. That's not pressure to me.
Yo, dancing and choreography? I'm sorry. Nobody got Janet beat. I don't... Because to me, it just... It looks like it comes so natural to her.
Yeah.
And I think that's different than anybody else who dances. They don't look like it comes... And you can tell it's very rehearsed. With Janet, even though she works hard and rehearses, it just looked like she was born, like, she was born
That's
to do it.
That's a good point.
Like,
That's a good point, yeah.
Yeah, she was just born to do it, to move, and it's just like, damn, like, Janet, what, 50 now? Over 50?
Yeah.
And she still, I don't want to say it's in her DNA, because I don't think LaToya or Reedy dancing like that, but
right.
with Janet, it's just like, you know, you got the Beyonce.
Hey, Centipede was the joint. What you talking about?
Centipede is the shit. You got the Sierras. You got the, I mean, you had the Aaliyahs. Rest in peace, baby girl. Peace up, A-Town down. But with all of them, it's very much, it's very like, oh, this is rehearsed. Like, I get it. You're like, this is work. This is choreography. But with Janet, it's never looked like, you know, I'm going to say somebody else who looks like it's, I won't say it looks like it's natural, exactly like Janet, but it's close to it. That damn Teyana Taylor, when she does
it's like,
I know you're working, I get it, but it's like, like, you really look like you just doing your thing, like, this is natural to you, and you love it.
Yeah, I know she was doing Lil' Kim, but that tribute she did, that was off the chain when she did, when she did that Lil' Kim tribute.
Oh, and a hip-hop thing, right?
Off of Hardcore. Yes.
So can we be honest? Because I know that, Evie, you mentioned Sierra.
Yeah.
I've never really liked her dancing. I've never really.
Okay. Now I'm from.
You
South
said who's
Carolina.
Dancing?
Sierra.
Really?
I'm from South Carolina. So back when she first debuted in 2004, I believe, it was like a homegirl from Atlanta doing it. Like, you know, we had, like, people didn't dance the way she was dancing. Like, not since, like, a Janet. Like, has somebody been so focused on their choreography and their movement?
Matrix or something?
Now, and her stuff is also, like, a mixture. Like, she used to be a cheerleader, I think. So it's, like, a mixture of, like, cheerleading and like dance choreography, but a little bit of like street. So it's never, not that I don't like Sierra, y'all. I don't want nobody to sound like Sierra. I do like Sierra. I ain't buying no
y'all,
album.
You listen up all the fans. Like, I thought we talked about Beyonce. Y'all have went all the way to Beyonce.
You know what? Because of Sierra. This is a well-rounded conversation. Because, they, you know, everybody being very honest. Everybody being very honest. Sierra is, she appeals to a certain type of
people that still mourning Aaliyah. That's,
no,
that's
8 to 17-year-old girl or gay boy. That's who she appeals to. That's who her dancing is made for. It's not for me.
Yo, did you hear that first album, though, that Goodies album? That Goodies album. Because she did that, I never forget, she did that song with
Not as good, but then first artist
she just always not her promotion kind of fell. Job Records, or I should say RCA Records, they stopped promoting her after that one album. What was it called? The Evolution? When she did, I forgot. Well, they stopped. She would have been good if they would have promoted her albums more. She always picked bad singles after that second album. Because she was trying to do some, like, techno, EMD, whatever that is.
I hate to say that about bad singles. Because
single
bad, then the album bad. Like,
you're making my point. That's my point. Like, the singles were terrible, and it'd be like one, two songs that was good, but the whole album would be trash.
I mean, well, she had a baby by Future. Come on.
The name of that song? I'm trying to look it up now. The title, that's what it's, the title. I wanna be known as a girl.
That was my jam.
I wanna be known as a girl.
Oh, y'all some hood rats on the phone tonight, huh?
I haven't heard this song in a long time. You know, we have a hood rat fan base.
Ever since I said, peace up, A-Town down, now niggas wanna be on Sierra team. And they was her biggest fan when Goody came
out. Know what? I ain't saying I was her biggest fan. I remember that album, man. Why can't I like the album? It was popular. I was in tech school.
I'm tired of it.
And I remember the album.
Tired of it.
The title. That's the name of the song. I just looked it up. But yeah, that was a joke. Man, we can talk about this stuff. We got to do the What's Wrong With You game real quick so we forget. And then we go to break after we do this What's Wrong With You game with Helen. Helen, I don't know if you're aware, if you're listening to the show, we do this thing with the guests. We play this game called What's Wrong With You. It's pretty simple concept of the game. It's an either-or game. You basically pick it and we got to make this clear. It is not about vocal comparisons. It's strictly on replay value of their music catalog. So you have to pick either or out of those two.
It's rigged.
No, it's not rigged. That's my producer. He says that every single time. It is not true at all. This game is very...
she makes up the rules as she go. What do you call that?
What?
Donald Trump?
Listen, we'll get right to it. Listen, don't start this. We're going to start the game off real quick so we can go to break. Okay, the first one is Teddy Pendergrass or Marvin Gaye.
Oh, my God. I know more Teddy Pendergrass, so I'm going to go with that.
Okay, that's a bonus. You could have went either way with that one. The second one... The Whispers or the OJs?
I know more OJs, so I'm gonna go with that.
Okay, that's another trick one as well. Like I said, I make up the rules as I go. So I
told you it's rigged.
No, it's not rigged. I just make them up as I go. So the next one is Prince or Rick James.
Here we go.
Helen,
Prince.
Listen.
Oh,
damn it, Helen, didn't I say listen?
No, don't mess it up. You got to let her answer. Prince or Rick James?
I wanted her to think about that first.
No, this ain't a think about one, though. Go ahead, Prince or Rick James?
I have to go, you know, despite EB's efforts, I have to go with Prince.
Listen, you don't have to. This is the easy one. That's another bonus one as well. Listen.
I can't.
Like I said, I make up the rules as I go. So I dictate what's judgmental or not. Okay? I decide what's wrong with you. Okay? That's how this goes. So every other opinion on this show don't matter until I say.
Wow.
Okay.
Damn.
When it comes to this game. No, don't take it like that.
I told you.
Wait, what's with all the chiming in? That isn't how I meant it. This ain't a dictator.
Damn, you hear that, EB? Right. EB, I don't even know why she asked us to come out here. If her voice is only one that matters.
You say I hate instigating. That ain't what I meant.
I'm just saying.
No,
EB, you don't have to take it.
Don't cause, don't let the family feud. Ain't that what JD said? Don't cause family feud on the show, Haley.
EB, you don't have to take that. Because she said what she say don't matter.
She's trying to make the family feud on So Sad and Trader. That's not what's happening right
she
now.
Did.
Okay, we're going to move on to the next game. That's why I'm going to get my pitch together for these prints on. You get ready for it. That's what you need to be ready for, Haley.
Mm-hmm.
As soon as we get this. Okay, the next one. Okay, these are not either or. Okay, this is the shift of the game right here. This is where we start cooking right here. Now, these are not either or. And this is very serious right here. So you can get your concentration levels at all heights right now.
because this is not either or. Okay, we're going to start this off. This is very specific to Michael Jackson. So hopefully you get your old heads together. Okay, Off the Wall or Thriller?
Oh, my. Me? Are you asking me this?
Yes. Tell me.
I 100% Off the Wall. 100%.
You talking? Right. And guess what? Ain't nothing wrong with you on that one. The next one. Okay, this one might cause a frenzy. This is where you're going to get, get expectations of Evie's chiming in. So this is very serious for him. I already feel it in my spirit, which is how you going to answer this. I already feel it. My synergy is right. I'm getting my synergy right for you right now. I hope you can feel it. Helen, before we get to this question. Okay, here it is right here. I feel the synergy. Okay. We got Miss Patty or Mr. Reese. Hey, where's the mute button at? We got 5-1 to EB.
So you said
Miss Patty or Mr. Reese? Miss Patty or Aretha?
Aretha.
Hey!
What?
Aretha.
That's right.
Specifically, with music catalog, replay value of music catalog, you're picking Aretha over Patty.
How could you even pick Patty over Aretha?
Did you hear what I asked you? I said replay value of music catalog. Are you playing more songs of Aretha than Patty?
Yes.
Oh no, I'm talking about on your playlist. You got more songs of Aretha than Patty.
Right now, I have one song from Patty LaBelle.
Okay.
I have a few from Aretha.
You know what? That's like asking.
Wait, how many songs did you say you had of Patty?
The only song that I have from Patty on my phone is Somebody Loves You. That's it.
You know what? Just for that disrespect and that tone, I'll try to give you 3-4 outs right there.
You know
what? Something is wrong with you there. Something is wrong with you. We got the last one.
Told you it was rigged. The game is rigged.
Termination is right. Okay, the last one. Brian McKnight or Babyface?
Oh, God. Babyface. Seriously?
Okay, you're talking right. Listen. You got me kind of in a frenzy with that disrespect to Patty because I didn't like your tone and how you said you're going to have to give me a minute. And we're not even going to let you be the deciding factor.
Let me say something to you guys. I got to get out of here.
Let's go.
Okay.
I just want to say something to all three of you guys. I really, I'm proud of you, Q.
Thank you.
You too, EB. I think this show is so important to our community. It's hilarious. It's well-rounded, and the discussion is so full of substance. And so I just really love you guys. I hope you guys have me back on. Haley, you are out here doing your thing. Okay?
Thank you.
Black Girl Magic. I think I have you on social media.
Yes.
And you are the bomb. I think you are just a boss.
You really finessed me real quick because I was getting ready to hit you with something because I didn't hit you with the conclusion of the game yet. And usually I was about to rip it off, but just for that, those beautiful compliments, guess what? Ain't nothing. Ladies and gentlemen, I've concluded there is nothing wrong with Miss Helen Collins.
Thank you so much. I appreciate that.
There's nothing wrong with you. Just for that compliment, thank you. Because I was getting ready. I was so hyped up, I was about to say it, and you brought me down. You brought me back to my center. But I feel like I think EB messed up our synergy because I was trying to connect with you.
In
a clairvoyant way. And I think he was intercepting the synergy. I think that's what it was with it's probably drunk Caucasian people at a party. That's the only people listening to respect. But go ahead. Thank you so much for coming on the show. I appreciate it. You're always welcome on the show.
Yes, have me back. This was fun. Like, this was a black-ass time. It was a black-ass time that I am here.
That's what we had on this show, Soul Savage Radio Show. We try to get a balance of heathenness and righteousness. And I sometimes fall in line with heathenness, and EB does too, because he'll not act right. But, you know, he's trying to act sometimes. But thank you so much for coming on the show, Helen.
Thank you, guys.
This show ain't over with y'all. We still got good 40 minutes left of a good time. So what we're going to do right now, if Will's ready, we just go to break and hit y'all with these back-to-back songs. If he has that ready for y'all, and we'll finish. And top of the last 2 minutes, he'll do his 6 minutes of Ray, a.k.a. Savvy Report, and then we'll finish off the Savvy News and do the topic of the night, which is, what'd you say the topic? I forgot it off the top of my head. What is it?
It's separating an artist from their art.
Yeah, separating artists. We're going to give a little time on that. So when we come back, we'll do 6 minutes of Savvy Report, a.k.a. 6 minutes of Rage. We will.
Love is hard to find. Girl, give me some time to say that I love you. No time to say goodbye. Always wonder why you cry. Tell me, baby. Words are on my mind. Girl, give me some time to feel what I need to. And when the time is right and we're moving with the night, you'll know that I love you. You and I, we cannot be replaced. No, 'cause you and I, you and I will find a way. You and I will find a way. Love is hard to find. Girl, give me some time to say that I love you. No time to say goodbye. Always wonder why you cry. Tell me, baby. Love is hard to find. Girl, give me some time to say that I love you. No time to say goodbye. Always wonder why. I think it's been a year. You know I got my fears. I'm almost facing. And while the city sleeps, found some peace through you. No more chasing, 'cause you and I cannot be replaced. No, 'cause you and I, you and I will find a way. You and I will find a way. Love is hard to find. Girl, give me some time to say that I love you. No time to say goodbye. Always on the why you cry. Tell me, baby. Love is hard to find. Girl, give me some time to say that I love you. No time to say goodbye. Always on the why you cry. Tell me, baby.
We're back with the Soul Savvy Show here on Studio W The Buzz with your hosts, EB and Q-Lynn Green, and special host, Haley. Hey, welcome back, folks.
Man, that is one of my favorite new songs. That is actually a young white guy who is like killing it right now. He's sampling all these old, you know, old school funk and R&B artists, and he's working with rap legends like De La Soul. He's really doing it. That was Tom Miss with "Cause I Love You." So now what we're gonna do? We're gonna get into 6 minutes of rage with Will, aka the Savage Report. And Will, if you're ready, you can go ahead and start that off.
All right, I think we can do this. All right, it's putting up a little Dougie Fresh. All right, come on, do your thing. All right. Here we go. All right, let's do it. All right, 6 minutes of rage. Oh, my goodness. Hey, can you believe this? They fired the chaplain today. Paul Ryan, they fired the preacher. Hey, folks, let me tell you something. If the White House was stooped that low to fire the chaplain of the House, hey, look out, everybody. You got Spanky's boy fired the preacher. We got to get back to that. You all gonna believe it. Oh, yeah. And you probably already know, hey, 45, or his boy was raided. His house, his, let's see, condo, his hotel room, they were all raided by the FBI. Did you hear about that? Oh, my goodness sake. Also, you have to check this out. Now, he's also, they raided his office, and guess what? Trump says he didn't know anything about it. He doesn't know anything about Stormy Daniels' payment. He doesn't know anything. Hey, talk to Michael Cohen. Yet, Michael Cohen was in court this week, and guess whose lawyers were there? Trump's. They're trying to sequester the evidence. They're trying to put a silence on the information that they've received. I understand that they retrieved over one dozen cell phones. Hey, QLM, EB, Haley, I don't know how many cell phones you have, but a dozen is way too much for me to keep up with. Oh my goodness. And also tablets and computers and boxes of files. And guess what? They're going to court right now and they're trying to say, hey, this is privileged information. This is attorney-client privilege. And it comes out to find out that this clown only has two clients, really. All right. And one he paid off in the tune of, as a matter of fact, there's another victim here. Please follow the scenario. Okay, he paid off Stormy Daniels, who had an affair, or allegedly had an affair with Donald Trump, right? But he also paid off another one of his campaign people, right, to the tune of $1.6 million. That's Michael Cohen's other client. All right, and then he has that other guy who's on Fox News. What's his name? Oh, Sean Hannity. Well, Sean Hannity said, hey, he never was a client. I was never a client. Hey, I just called him on real estate advice. But check it out. Real estate, comes find out that Mr. Sean Hannity bought about $900 million worth of property. And some of them, guess what? It was subsidized by HUD. Can you believe that? I saw him on TV last week shaking hands with Ben Carson. The same Ben Carson who happens to be black. Okay, the same Ben Carson that is raising the rent on low housing people, low income people. And of course it's going to hurt a lot of single mothers out here. He's the same clown that says, look, if you want to stay in this program, you have to have at least 30 hours of work. All right. Now, if you notice, but he also is preventing these people from moving into nicer neighborhoods where the jobs are accessible. Because you know where the nice neighborhoods are. You know, right around the corner, there are jobs. They got restaurants, they got theaters, they had hotels and everything. But guess what? No, Ben Carson, who happens to be black, this knucklehead has raised the stakes on single people. And so what is he doing there besides buying furniture like a dining room set over $30,000? Are you kidding me? But he's not the only one, but I have to mention he's black. All right. Let's get back to this. All right. So Trump says he knows nothing about these payments, yet he has a lawyer in there says, hey, you guys can't look at this evidence. It's attorney client privilege. But again, guess what? And you know how brilliant he is, right? He can't keep his foot out of his mouth. He can't do it. He just got on TV yesterday and says, hey, the guy only represents a little tiny, tiny, tiny fraction of my legal duties and things like that. I mean, my legalities. So guess what? You can't have it both ways. Either he's your lawyer or not. But he's also known to try to shake down people. Hey, EB, you're right there in New York. You've heard of the mob before. Even we've heard it in Oklahoma, haven't we, Q Lynn and Haley, where you are, and certainly out here in California. We know about the mob. It sounds like this is a gangster movie. It's a made for TV movie. Oh, I forgot. It is on TV, isn't it? It's the best made thing on TV, and I haven't gotten Kanye West. Kanye, oh good Lord Jesus, we've got to talk about this. He loves Trump. He loves Trump. And I want to talk about some of these other black celebrities that love Trump, but we really don't have time. But Kanye West, if Trump is taking advice from Kanye West, guess what? I wonder what opioids these cats are on. I really want to know exactly what's happening. But he loves Trump. All right. Now, did he lose followers? I want you guys to address that. All right. And Bill Cosby. Let's talk about that. Now, Bill Cosby was found guilty on 3 counts. Now, these counts right there could get him up to 10 years in prison on each count. Now, I'm not saying if he's found guilty, then yes, he should serve the punishment. The punishment should fit the crime. But however, have we forgot about Harvey Weinstein? Have we forgot about Matt Lauer? Have we forgot about all of these other so-called rich people out here? Hey, guess what? It's like a feather on their shoulders. Nobody's locking them up. All I'm saying is we have no idea. We have no problem enforcing or abiding by the law. But can we at least get a level playing field around here? Can anybody say that? Oh, speaking of lawyers, did you know that that lawyer that met with Donald Trump back there in June of 2016, I believe, and said she had dirt on Hillary Clinton? Guess what? She just admitted today that she's a Russian informant. Well, to me, folks, that sounds like spy. So I don't know. I guess I'm out of time right now, but there's so much going on. Like we said last week, EB, it's exhausting. We got Paul Manafort. We got Kushner. We got Steve Bannon that wants to divide the country and wants to start a racial law. We've got these white evangelicals. Oh, we got some black ones, too, out here that I really can't stand. They say Trump is a Christian. That is the funniest thing I've ever heard in my life. Oh, the NRA is also a word right now that there are ties to Russia. Oh, it's coming out right now. Like I said before in the past, folks, that there are ties to Russia with the NRA. Remember, the NRA received $30 million from Russia, and the NRA, ironically, gave $30 million to Trump. That's my 6 minutes of rage. I know I went over, folks, but I haven't even finished yet. Phew. EB, it's exhausting. Yes.
6 minutes of rage. Well, sorry, I had my mic off because I went to the. I just came back, so I didn't know what was happening. But did you play the Selena Johnson song already? Because you came back quick. I didn't know you were. You already played that?
No. Now which song are you looking for now?
The Selena one.
No. We just finished up with the Rage. Now, before that, we had Cuz I Love You. How long have you been gone, Q-Lan?
Now I gotta explain why
I was wrong. Yeah, because you accuse everybody else of doing everything else. We wanted an explanation.
The bathroom
was in a
different
studio. People start stuttering when they about
to start lying. Right. We want to know.
The reason why I'm stuttering is because I don't want to tell them where I was going. Because I didn't want to say where I was going, but I went to the bathroom. The bathroom was in the studio room I'm in. I'm in Studio A, the bathroom is in Studio B, because this one in here is locked, and I don't have the key for it, so I had to go to Studio B, and it's like literally down the hall, so I just went there to go to the bathroom, and I didn't know if you were playing the back-to-back song, so I was like, oh.
No, we're not doing it. We just did 6 minutes of Rage.
I told everybody my business that I just went to the bathroom, okay?
You could have said you went to the restaurant, got more wings.
Millions of people that I just went to the bathroom. Real quick, but that's all right. But yeah, just to answer your question, we were talking about Kanye West. No, nobody, the way culture, nobody, Kanye doesn't have a young following, so it's mostly us that's been rocking with him since we were like teenagers. Like when he came out with College Dropout, I was literally, what was that, 03? So I was on my way out of high school when that song came out. So he basically is my fan base, like 27 and up. I'm being generous with 27. It's really like 28 and up. And those are really the people that go hard for Kanye because we grew up with him, and it's nostalgia. you know, given us, he's been a part of almost every production beat, like, known during the early 2000s and, you know, creating great albums and stuff. But people been seeing this behavior from him. This ain't nothing new. He's very eccentric. It's hard to describe him because he's a very complex individual. And he's very
crazy. He's a jerk. He's a jerk.
I don't want to call him crazy. He's a jerk.
Kanye is a jerk and a fool.
No. I'm not going
to. Yes. That's my opinion. Kanye is a jerk.
He's very humble.
Kanye,
no, I'm not going to throw that out there because he's not that way.
Really?
But Kanye also has an album coming out, or several albums coming out, so of course he's going to make waves now.
It's just mostly all tied in with that brand. It's very complicated to talk about it, but I'm not going to call him crazy. I'm not going to call him that. His opinion is his opinion, like anybody else's. I don't think, the only thing detrimental of what he's doing is more to himself than anybody else. Because nobody else, he doesn't have a following to where they're like, oh my God, like, we need Kanye's opinion. Those days are over with. That's what I'm saying. And most of us is mostly like, man, you need to get it together. That's mostly our attitude. We're not like, oh, we canceling Kanye because he's done stuff like this. Like most, and I think it was Charlamagne that said he was like, when everybody goes left, he goes right. He's always been that way. So it's not nothing new. And I'm not going to throw out there that he's crazy because he's not.
Has he lost followers since his Knicks, or his latest support?
That doesn't even matter when it comes to Kanye.
I'm just asking. That's a yes or no question. Did he lose followers? That is the question.
They don't care because it's Kanye. Like,
what?
Kanye's been like this. You act like this is new behavior.
He has lost followers though.
He probably had, no, not the ones that, if people be like, people stop rocking with him after that one album.
I think that's a relevant question.
It's a jumbled up thing. Everybody's not been rocking with Kanye. That's the whole point. I know for a fact, I pay attention to social media. Like, I'm on social media when that whole craze was going on. I know what was going on. When even back to Taylor Swift, when that whole thing was going on, people were riding for him. It went in waves to where that Taylor Swift situation happened, and people were riding for him. And then it got to the point to where when he did that Sway interview, everybody was looking at him like, dude, is you all right? And then he started losing followers, and then he just had a whole situation that happened. So it's a complex. I won't spend on talking about this, because we're going to be spending the whole show talking about this, because it's not important. Because
all you had to do is say yes or no. Did he lose followers? Yes or no?
He probably has, but that's irrelevant to the point.
It is relevant because I asked the question.
Like Kanye's Jesus. Like nobody is like, oh my God, like I can't wait for the new. Like nobody cares about that.
Well, apparently somebody cares about it because I asked the question, and people are asking the question on social media today. People are asking now. Some people do care about it. I'm asking the question, and people on social media are asking the question.
They're asking a question, and that's my response. Is you shouldn't worry.
Well,
about that.
Okay, so you don't want to answer. EB, has he lost followers? Conflict. EB, let's toss to EB. Maybe he'll answer the question.
Well, I honestly don't know. Only because I've never followed Kanye West, so I can't give an honest answer to that. I think Haley said he has.
I read somewhere that he lost,
I don't know,
7 million or something like that. I don't know how accurate that was, but I did read that. So
he only had 2 million to start, so it wasn't that he didn't have any that many. Like, he just started getting on social media. That's what I'm saying. Like, he only had 2 million to start, so that's not. I don't think that's accurate. I'm just saying. I get people care that he like, cause I know, I'm not ignoring the fact that people say as soon as he said that about Trump, he's like, oh, he's canceled and all that stuff. I'm like, most people, that known his patterns of behavior, they're like, oh, this is him doing that. They mostly don't care. A lot of people don't care about it because he's not, influential in the culture because he's not influential in that way like what Jay-Z's doing. The people that are actually putting their money where they're saying it is, he's more,
most of his stuff is narcissism, so he's mostly trying to big himself up. So that's why people don't care. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Nobody cares about Kanye.
Well, apparently so.
They care about
apparently so
that are doing effective stuff in the community that are actually putting their money towards Chicago and starting stuff there. I just don't want to talk about this because I'm trying to move on with the show.
Wait,
but go ahead.
I think that's actually a great segue into the topic, separating an artist from
art.
Like, people love Kanye because of the music that he's produced and made himself. But there are people who aren't able to separate that. Like, once Kanye comes out in support of Donald Trump, or once Kanye says something like Barack Obama was president for 8 years and Chicago hasn't changed, it's like there are people who can't separate that type of thing. And I'm not saying anybody's right or wrong.
It's an apples and oranges situation. Like, that's what I'll be saying. People be worried about the wrong shit. Like, they're worried about Kanye West. It's other shit to worry about besides him. Like,
it
doesn't make any sense to focus on that.
That's something that I think is universal. Like, I mean, you got R. Kelly. You know, people, Tom Joyner recently, again, because people are praising Tom Joyner for this, but I don't understand why he's done this before. Tom Joyner said that he's no longer playing R. Kelly's music. You know, there are people who are no longer watching The Cosby Show or listening to anything that Bill Cosby, any of his albums, or watching any of his movies again because of him. You know, I think for me, I'm a person who has no problem separating the art from the artist, because if I didn't, I would be left with nobody. I wouldn't be able to listen to The Temptations or Sam Cooke or Otis Redding or Michael Jackson or Rick James, who kidnapped and raped, tortured a woman twice. Like, these people, their art is what I love, not necessarily the person. So I can say I paid little attention to what Kanye had to say, just because I've never paid attention to Kanye. But I'm sure that there are people, he does have a following, who do pay attention to him and what he says.
Nobody's rocking with Kanye like that. I'm not saying for me. I'm generalizing what I see on social media. Great majority of people that don't care. That's what I'm saying with the Kanye situation.
I'm saying, but just for everybody who doesn't care, there's one or two people that do. And especially in this age of stan culture, you know, people latch on to whatever. That's that group think thing. That's the thing, like you said, how people took something out of context that Shania Twain said, and automatically they weren't with Shania Twain. They don't even know, like, they don't fully understand what was said, but they formed an opinion based on what everybody else's opinion was. So there are people who do follow Kanye West and who have aligned themselves with him and his thought process or whatever.
I think that's not true
because that's for everybody. Everybody has those people who do separate the artist from the art, like me. Like, oh, I don't care what Kanye's saying. As long as you keep making good music, say what you want. But he has been making good music.
That's why people don't care. Like, the past two albums he made, nobody cares about him.
But, no, for one thing about Kanye is almost like, at this point in the rap world, he's huge still. Even though he's not made anything, he's like, if Kanye tweets something, I mean, that's why the world goes crazy. It's like, oh, my God, Kanye spoke. So I think it's unfair to say that people don't pay attention. Like, there are people who separate it, and there are people who don't. I'm a person that does. I know lots of people that do. But there are also people who can't do that. Like, they love Kanye, and they're going to do what Kanye says. And then there are people like me who, okay, well, you know, get in the studio with Alicia Keys again and give me another, you know, whatever with Keisha Cole, or go work with, Jay-Z again, and, you know, we can talk. But I think it's just unfair to say that nobody's messing with Kanye or nobody's listening to him, because
I'm saying that they don't care, like what you're alluding to, they don't care either way. Like, if he drops something monumentally good, they're going to rock with it. It just, in terms of his thought process, it's not unusual for him to think like this. That's what I'm saying. Nobody cares about what he's thinking about, because in his mind, that's how he sees it. So it's hard for you, it's hard to group him in with everybody else when he's always made these stances like this. When he believes something, he believes it. And if somebody, he's had, like John Legend was reaching out to him, and he aired out his texts that he sent him when he was reaching out trying to tell him, yo, you're about to lose you're about to be known for this, for being with Trump or whatever, but he's saying, yo, you're not going to control me to think or have me think like you. And I'm trying to, I'm not upset about it because he's always thought like this. And so I don't agree with nothing he's saying, but anything at all. Everything that I've ever said on this show, in general, I've always been against Trump and anything
that's
related to white supremacy.
Yeah.
But he doesn't understand it. Kanye is not one of those intellectual thinkers that digs so deep into. He wants to champion for black people, but he doesn't understand that he glorifies wanting to be a Steve Jobs, like wanting to be that corporate guy, that one that has that apparel of company, that's that main name, like Gucci and all that stuff. So his main focus is making his Yeezys and all the shoes and all the clothes to be the biggest apparel company in the world, like a Gucci and a
Right.
Jordan, like that name brand. So that's all he's focusing on, and he wants everybody
Right.
to be on that wave with him. And he's saying, yo, and so that he'll make apples and oranges comparisons, like bringing up Chicago with Obama. And the reason why he's leaning towards Trump, because he feels like he's looking at it just from a business, because that's how most people that voted for, some people voted for Trump, was that business-wise, but they don't understand that he's a crook, and that most of the shit that he does it on the land scale to where it's pretty much he could go to jail for it, but he has certain connections and has certain people in place to where he won't get in trouble for it. Like what Will was talking about past shows of him getting Chinese steel and getting stuff, like he'll say one thing and that, but he's buying from Chinese people, you know what I'm saying, to build his Trump towers and all that stuff, like other casinos and stuff. So he doesn't get, he's just pushing his own thing. That's why, you know,
Right.
the whole Kardashian
and
family,
I'm
he's
just
a part of that because he's pushing his thing, but people don't look at it from the surface. They just look at Kanye on the surface of him being crazy, but it's like way more, you gotta look at it from how he's looking at it. So the things that you're saying about maybe it'll get through, like he gets it, but he just feels a certain way about it because he's in part of the fashion world, and he's trying to build his own thing. So that's the only perspective he's coming from when it comes to trying to champion for black people. That's the only thing of him wanting everybody to be this wealthy and to think for themselves and all that shit. So that's what I'm saying. Like it's deeper levels to it than just
Right.
looking at it on the surface. It's a way deeper conversation. So
but
he doesn't
I'm
really fit in with
this.
Separate artists because everybody's going to support. If you like him, you're going to support him. Go ahead.
No, I'm just going to say this, and I'm going to let Haley say what she has to say, but I'm gonna make three quick points. Number one, you said that Kanye is not that deep intellectual that people sometimes make him out to be. Yes, to us he's not because we know better, but we can't deny the fact that there are people in this world who are not wise enough to know better. So for them,
I just don't feel that, man. I just feel like he has an older generation that rocks his music. He don't have a young crowd that holds on to his every word. That's my point.
Yeah,
like it's everybody that's older.
In my opinion, everybody that's holding on to him is younger. I don't think. Like,
no,
it's everybody that's over 30.
Nobody.
I don't know anybody in my age range or older who is like, oh, Kanye. Like,
yes, they are. All the people I follow that's over 30 that go up for Kanye. That's it. Like, as long as he drops a fire album, that's all of his fan base is 30 and over.
Younger. So I don't know that. I mean, I'm not denying.
No, I know that's a fact. That's all.
I'm not denying that there aren't people like that. But I'm saying that there are younger people who follow him. He has a following. That's the only way he's still able to do what he does, especially with the whole Kardashian thing, like those ties. Like, he definitely has a following, even if it's just based on his relationship with other people. Number two, I'm going to say the reason I call Kanye crazy is because I truly believe, yeah, he's crazy. This man, like you said, he's a narcissist. He thinks about himself. And I still think he has issues from when Donda passed. He he's searching for something he can't find.
I wouldn't label him crazy for that. He has mental issues, but I wouldn't deem him crazy.
He crazy cat shit. And then number three, I'm just going to say that.
You got to get all the egos right now.
No, I'm just saying. I'm just going to say number three is keep in mind, once again, Kanye is working on new fashion and new music. This is all publicity. That's why I say, oh, it's crazy. Like, he's stirring up all this stuff. Even, like, people say, oh, well, John Legend sent him. No, all that is part of publicity. Even think back to a couple months ago when 50 Cent was coming out with Den of Thieves, and him and Ja Rule all of a sudden had this big Twitter beef all of a sudden. It was like, this is publicity, people. This is what people do when they're about to release something to create buzz around their name.
Yeah, that falls in line with the narcissism, but go ahead, Haley.
I kind of lost my train of thought because I was going for a minute, but I was just going to say that I think that part of the issue with what Kanye has going on is because he does have influence. And I think he has a lot more than maybe you're possibly giving him credit for, regardless of how old they are. Because, like Evie was saying, everybody does not have the cognitive ability to decipher certain things for themselves. And so I think about his influence because when you think about the old Kanye, you'll hear people saying that today, like, ooh, I miss the old Kanye, right? And so
that's me. But there's a reason why they miss that,
because he had some kind of influence over
that whole era, and things like that.
And so I feel like that hasn't been lost. And you even see that with what he did with Trump or whatever, he's gained, I think, even more of a fan base, like even more people are paying attention to who Kanye West is, even if they are younger, even hella old people. So he still has influence, and I feel like that's why a lot of this is problematic, because whenever you reach that level of success, regardless of what you're doing, somebody is listening and watching you for whatever reason. And so those of us who can, or not me, but those people who cannot decipher the good, the bad, the person, the music, they are flocking and following this man now. And that's why I think this is so terrible, regardless of why he's doing it. And even if we talk about him not being stable mentally, I would even say this contributes to that theory. Because why would you take this stand, being who you are, having the power and the influence that you have, and saying, this is what I'm going to do, I'm going to do it today for whatever reason. Like, that shit's crazy. And considering what Trump stands for, you would do all of that in the name of what? Money, fashion, you know, being famous or whatever. Like, I think he got issues, too, on some for real
stuff. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe I can see why you may not want to call him crazy, because that could be problematic in a lot of areas concerning mental health. But I think he has a lot of issues. And so,
he's been hospitalized for it, so that
maybe, like, we're giving him credit for it. So I think it's terrible, like, period, regardless of what you're doing it for.
So, it's all terrible. Like what you said, Haley, with that being said, like, you're a person who can separate his art from who Kanye is and the crazy antics, or his antics. Or, you know, his actions. Is that true for you across the board, that, you know, you separate a person's art from that person's actions or antics in their personal life? Or is it based on, like, a personal thing with you? Like, maybe this person's transgressions aren't as bad as the next. So for certain people, you allow a pass. And then for certain people, you're like, no, I can't separate it.
Well, like, for me, I see both perspectives, but in general, across the board, I don't separate it. To me, I struggle separating it. You know what I'm saying?
Because when you listen to that person, you think about.
Because my thing is, I have a job, right? And I show up the same way at work and when I'm not at work. I mean, my language may have to shift, but my values and things like that are not going to change. So that will be expressed and exhibited in the work that I do. You know what I'm saying? And so that's why I have a hard time separating it with music, you know? So, no, I don't really separate it, because my thing is, like, I show up the same way at all times. So if there's something I believe or I don't believe, you will know that in my speech, regardless of where I'm at or what I'm doing. And so it's hard for me to listen to even music artists who are like, oh, I'm just they're just doing it for fame or for sales. Nah, fam, like, how can you really do and say some of that stuff and me not expect that to in some way exemplify who you are? So, no, I don't completely separate it.
I agree.
I can separate it because, for one, like, you talk about Miles Davis, I can hear that shit in the music. That's why I'll be like, oh, this shit is dark. Like, this is some real twisted stuff. I can notice it in the music because your artist is supposed to express who you are, like what she just said a little bit. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, I can separate it because it's in there. Like, I don't hear that. It's a certain artist that if they had that darkness in them, I can tell in the music. So it'll be songs that I don't, it's some songs of Miles Davis I don't listen to because that shit is dark as hell. And I'm like, yo, I'm not fixing to listen to this. This shit is really warped and crazy. Just and there's, you can say Rick James, but none of that came through in the music. To me, if anything, it was just continuations of songs. I'm like, oh, he has been high to do this one because this one is like very lengthy of a vamp. I'm like, yo, he was high doing this one, and it'll be certain songs that I could be like, yo, they were high or something doing this one because I can tell in the vocals and the arrangement. And
okay.
Specifically with R. Kelly. Like, I'm not listening to that shit, period. Like, I feel so strongly about that. And if you can listen to anybody that's listening in, y'all can champion for actually. I'm not listening to that shit. Cause all that shit is in the music. I don't care what nobody say. All that pedophilia, all that fucking, perverted shit is in that music. And I'm not listening to it. And I'm so serious about it. Like, that shit pisses me off how much y'all go up for R. Kelly. That shit pisses me off so much. Because all that shit is in that music. And I don't give a fuck about none of that shit. That shit is in that.
Whoa. This is a family show. This is a family show.
Sorry, Will. But I'm just saying, you can't separate that shit with R. Kelly. It's not an apples and oranges thing. Specifically him, all of that is in his music.
And I'm just going to say this because
I don't care for it.
I'm a person who, like, people know, like, I'm very vocal about it. I definitely separate, but there are songs of R. Kelly's that I don't listen to anymore because I know that, you know, this song is not right. But on the flip side of that, there are songs of his that I love and I still listen to, and I can't take away any of his influence or any of the credibility, you know, in terms of him being a musician. So I'm able to separate that stuff. Just like with Marvin Gaye, you know, I love Marvin Gaye's music, and there are certain things I'm able to listen to, but then it's a song like Let's Get It On, you know, I can't listen to that song because I know you wrote this about an underage girl, you know? It's like I'm able to separate it when it doesn't pertain to, or when it doesn't, you know, display that side of them. I know that sounds crazy to a lot of people. I know it does. But I've always been able to do that, even with artists who necessarily haven't done things like rape or, you know, whatever. I'm able to separate, like, in the terms of Kanye. Like, if you've been listening to the Soul Savage Show for any amount of time, you know, we are very anti-Trump. We don't agree with any of his policies, anything that his administration does, but at the same time, I'm able to say, oh, I like that Kanye song, or I remember when Kanye produced this, but I know he's trash. With Bill Cosby, I'm able to watch the Cosby Show, but there's a lot of his 70s stand-up that I'm not able to listen to because a lot of that stuff he talked about. And even in terms of what Will was saying earlier about, you know, people come down on Cosby, and, you know, there are people like Matt Lahr and who else? So many names.
Harvey Weinstein. You know, hey, we can go down the list.
Harvey Weinstein. Yeah, like all these powerful white men.
Donald Trump.
I get Trump, the biggest one, Trump. I get all of that because it angers me too, especially as a black man. Because I know that the world doesn't give us a fair shot. Even when we're wrong by ourselves. We're not treated fairly even in that aspect of life. But at the same time, I'm going to say this about Cosby. Look how long it's taken for this to happen. People people have been making accusations about Cosby for over 30 years now, and it's just now coming to a head. It's just now getting to the point where, you know, he's probably going to have to pay for some of the things that he has done. Not saying that he's right or wrong. I mean, because I think he's wrong, but I think the system may be wrong in a way, because they're like Woody Allen, for example. You know, we don't treat, you know, black men in the same way, or black women even, in the same way that we treat our white counterparts. But I'm still able to separate the artists from their art. It's just something that I have to do, because if I don't do it, like I said, I won't listen to anybody at all, ever, because everybody is trash. Everybody is problematic. I was with a friend of mine last night, a rapper, Gene Gray. By the way, Gene Gray and Quelle Chris have a new album in stores. I got to shout them out. Everything's fine. I was with Gene last night, and we were talking about this, and Nas came up. And if you've been following, you know that Kelly did an interview where basically told the world that Nas had been beating her and degrading her, and she just had to kind of grin and bear it. It's like, I can still listen to Nas, even though in certain songs, Nas does talk about beating women, or he does come across as, you know, very misogynistic. I can still listen to it because it's like, that's his art. But at the same time, on those certain songs, I can't anymore, just because I know, no, this was real life for you. Every artist doesn't put their real life into their songs, but there are those who do. I think Nas has been one of those who has. I think Cosby has been one of those who has with his stand-up. I think R. Kelly is definitely one of those who does it, because I don't want to make excuses for R. Kelly, so I'm not even going to give it a because. I'm not making excuses for him. But he sings about sex and love, and it's hard to imagine that he's singing to or about anyone that isn't an underage black girl that he's mistreating or raping. So I get what everybody's saying here. It can be tricky separating that person from their art, but I'm a person who just has to do it because I love music so much, and because I don't believe in discrediting anyone. Like, even fucking, even Ben Carson. Like, I don't agree with anything this man says or does, but I'll never take away the fact that he is an accomplished neurosurgeon. I can never say that,
ain't that ironic?
Didn't perform, you know, this successful operation on him. Yeah, I mean, I can't say that he didn't do the thing with the conjoined twins or anything like that.
That's it. He ain't ever recovered.
It's like, I can recognize his greatness and his peaks and separate them from him being trash in his valley. That's it. That's just me with separating the artist from the artist.
Ben Carson took his own anesthesia.
Clearly, he's taking something. He is taking something.
He's like, in the wrong position.
We gotta wrap it up, but hey, I'm gonna ask you one question, and then we gonna do the savvy he's and talk and wrap up the show. Has there been an artist that you stopped listening to because of whatever it is that you feel anything? Is there any artist you listen to that you stopped listening to because something they did?
Well, the most recent, because I wasn't that big of a fan of her, but like SZA, I can't never rock with SZA after that song.
Oh, yeah.
Misogynist. Like, I can't never get with her, because it's like, first of all, that was your single. Like, you thought that was it? I can't. Like, no, I can't forgive her for that one. Because I feel like she really did that in real life. I feel like she was really that person.
She probably was, too. Imitates art. Is there anybody else you stopped listening to?
I'm trying to think. Well, I don't know if Lil Wayne has ever had, like, real allegations against him, but I can't listen to him, especially after that one song that he referenced Emmett Till. I was like, yo, I'm good.
Oh, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I was like, too much of that surf. Wow. That song. It went to his brain. But, yeah, this Savvy Heath Talk, man, we ran out of time. How do you tell people where they can find you at on social media?
You say me?
Yes.
Oh, sorry, I didn't hear you. It's at as told by her _, and that's everywhere.
You know why you didn't hear me? Because you didn't get more prints in your life. That's why you didn't hear me. Savvy, what's y'all Savvy Heath talk? Evie, what's your Savvy Heath talk?
I don't have any Savvy Heathen talk, but I do want to say this to the people who are listening. Yeah, people have been asking what's going on with EB for Prez, like, why haven't I been posting as much? Listen, I have had a rough 2 months, people, but I promise you, I'm working on 6 things right now simultaneously, and expect new posts to the website in the next 2 weeks. You're probably going to get like 4 or 5 new posts all at once, as opposed to the regular one at a time, just because I've been going on with my own stuff and going through my own things. So with that being said, my Savvy Heathen talk is worry about your damn self, man.
Okay.
Right. What's your Savvy Heathen talk, Haley?
When you start minding your business, your skin will start to glow and your edges will glow. That's my 2 cents, because this white lady kept trying to tell me about my experience as a black woman, and I just wanted to tell her to stay in her lane because she don't know about
it. Okay, stay in your lane, saltine lady.
Oh my god.
Saltine lady. Stay in your lane, saltine lady. Yeah, my cat. What? What? What?
What's your savvy talk, man?
My savvy heathen talk is...
You need some water.
Oh, Lord. We have to go through this.
I know, right? I am going to do it, because you ain't going to disrespect Prince on this show. Nine out of 10 vocal rating. You ain't going to disrespect the 9 out of 10.
Prince is on the bench. Michael Jackson is first string.
Soul
Savage Show. EB, Q Lynn. Special guest host, Haley. Thank you. Just know.